You please open your Bible, dearly beloved, in 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 to 10. The title of our devotion or message this morning is Enjoying Our Spiritual Privileges as Redeemed People of God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so, we must look forward to the new year in anticipation of God's blessings as He has blessed us throughout this year unto this last day of the year 2017. So let's read and enjoy God's Word with our spiritual privileges. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 to 10. Verses 4 to 10, I should say. Verses 4 to 10. To whom, coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, you also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. This is the word of God for us, dearly beloved. Let us seek God's face and his grace to enable us to take heed of his word. There's a lot here for us to digest this morning, but we'll continue tonight some of the verses which are to be enjoyed as our spiritual privileges in Christ. So this day is our last day to say goodbye to the year 2017. But thank God for all his sustaining grace in which he sustained us and supported us and encouraged us along our pathway of pilgrimage with him and in his kingdom. And in the church, he elected us to be a pillar of his church. And tomorrow, let us welcome the first day of the new year, 2018. As we turn our calendar, it brings with it both the fresh potential of a new beginning and perhaps a brightening prospect of an unknown future. We have the threat of war, the threat of total destruction of the whole world, and perhaps at some point, at some places, because of this, dangerous people who are planting dangerous weapons for mass destruction. We pray that God will intervene. And that is the unknown threat of the future. And we have faced them in this last couple of years. What will this new year have for us as a prospect? What does this new year hold for us? How will we cope personally, as a nation, and as the whole world globally, with all the challenges and the conflicts of warring nations, and you know all of them, that this new year will inevitably bring forth before us? Well, how can we cope? Oh, the only way we could cope is our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Like squirrels who store up food for winter, we need a supply of spiritual food to keep us going from strength to strength through the darkest moments of this new year. I call it darkest because sometimes it may happen. All of these things that I mentioned about the dark future may or may not happen. But as you can see, the wicked things of this world, the wicked men that continue to plant dangerous weapons or blowing up themselves to inflict damages to innocent lives, it may not happen. They may not happen, but who knows? Because these are now parts and parcel of our daily existence for the last couple of years. So the only comfort and coping grace that we can have is the Word of God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who has already accomplished that we cannot do for our souls, our new life in Christ, the eternal life that He gave us. And we must ask Him to equip us with all the spiritual blessings and privileges that He already accomplished for us on the cross of Calvary. Often, Christians speak of salvation as coming to Christ. Well, that's true. That's an accurate biblical description. For Jesus said, our Lord Jesus Himself said, "Come to me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." That is Matthew 11:28. "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst." John 6:35. "If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink." John 7:37. Those are metaphors or words for salvation. And with it comes the promised spiritual privileges that is already in Christ and that is already available to us who are redeemed people of God. And that's how we should face the new year, with rejoicing. And we are such privileged people because God the Father, through His beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the ministry of the Holy Spirit, have achieved it all for us, for our strength, for our enjoyment and comfort in times of needs. And what a privilege it is to carry these spiritual privileges in this coming new year. First of all, one of the privileges that we should enjoy and continue to anticipate, to put them as our great inheritance and spiritual resources for the new year, is that, first of all, Jesus Christ is the source of every spiritual privileges. Coming to Christ, or believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, or being born again, or being a Christian, Christ initiates all your spiritual privileges, because in Him, God granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness. According to 2 Peter 1, verse 3. I'll just like to read that to you. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. "According to His divine power, hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. So that is the privilege that we have. He has granted us everything in Christ. And Paul the Apostle said in Ephesians 1:3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus." So in Christ, we have everything. The physical needs, the financial needs, the emotional needs, which includes love, and most of all, the salvation He has already achieved for us, which we cannot do for ourselves. He did it by willingly submitting His whole life, even at the point of death. There is no such kind of privilege that the world can give. There's no other person in this world that can equal this great love, because He's the perfect Son of God, sinless, and possess everything for the enjoyment of our richness in Christ. What a joy to enjoy and thank God for this whole year until this last day, and proceeding into the new year with this privilege. The Greek word translated coming in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4, which we have just read a while ago, "To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious." So that word coming conveys more than initially turning to Christ for salvation. It's not just our first step to trust Christ as our Lord and Savior, but it implies remaining in Him forever. Remaining in Him forever. In the Greek translation of the Old Testament, this word coming was used of those who drew near to God for ongoing worship. So in other words, it's not just the eternal security of being saved in Christ or having been saved in Christ, but the ongoing privilege of worshiping God to express our praises and thanksgiving. That should move our hearts. It is not only on Sunday that we worship God and express our praises and thanksgiving for saving our soul. It is also must be displayed in the day by day living our faith in our own individual families, in the place of work, in market, in offices where God places us to work, to be a faithful witness of our living Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. So it is not only a salvation that He gave to us once and for all, but it's an ongoing privilege to serve Him, to worship Him, and to be a faithful witness. It was also used of Gentile proselytes, those who chose to identify themselves with God's people. In other words, not only the Jews who are chosen, physically chosen by God, but the Gentiles are chosen by God as well. And we are the Gentiles. Anyone who is not a Jew is a Gentile. And for that matter, God has chosen us as well to be joined to His redeemed people. Furthermore, when you came to Christ, or when you become a Christian or a follower of Christ, a permanent relationship of intimate and personal communion was established. It's not just when we come on Sunday that we feel we are a Christian, or we are made aware that we are believers, fellow believers in Christ, but even when we are outside of the fellowship of the saints, worshiping together, That communion and personal communion and intimate relationship is always established. That's why we can come to God in prayer, anywhere, any time of the day, as God's chosen people. We have that privilege to pray anytime, any moment. And so that established relationship is there already. It's not just when we come to fellowship together. No. It's already established in us. That's why our triune God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, is with us. The God of our Father, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit is our Father, and our Lord and Savior, and our Comforter to the Holy Spirit. Before that great salvation that was given to us, we were rebellious children of man toward God, without hope, without any sense of direction and fulfillment in life. We were alienated from God's promises. Now you have been born again to a living hope. You abide in Him. We all abide in Him and in His Word. And you have wonderful privileges. And that privilege is before us. Indeed, you are a privileged person. And the greatest of those privileges is your personal relationship with Christ. He's not only our Savior, He's our friend, He's our closest friend, and our dear brother, Lord and Savior. Continue to draw near to Him today. Continue to rejoice in the God of our salvation. Continue to talk to Him throughout this day. Continue to praise Him. Sing praise unto Him, even in your own hearts. I can hear a lot of children at home and even now, and in some of the CDs that speaks of God's faithful children singing for Him in the choir and outside the choir. It's good to sing song of deliverance, song of praises and thanksgiving to God. Why not continue to draw near to Him today and praise Him? It makes such a difference when you sing these praises. I led the children, some of them, this week. Walk in the light. It's a great thing to know the Lord. It's a great thing to serve the Lord. It's a great thing to praise the Lord. And with such action of walking, it's a great joy. Some of you children, isn't it? So, let's continue throughout this day to draw near to Him through prayer and worship. That's our privilege. And then another second privilege that we should enjoy for this, and thank God for this last day of December, of the 2017, but in the coming new year, is that Jesus is your life, and you are an integral part of what He is accomplishing in the world. In other words, He did not only save you on day one, but He has a great plan every day through you and me to accomplish His great purposes. Remember, we are not just saved by grace through faith. He has a plan for us to accomplish. And that's that great plan. He's asking His people, as He commanded His disciples, to go into the world and proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. That whenever we do this, in proclaiming the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ and teaching them what I have commanded you to do, lo, I am with you always, He said, till the end of time, till He comes. Wouldn't it be a wonderful privilege and joy when the Lord Jesus Christ comes, He finds us faithful, telling the good news to those who are not yet saved, and singing hymns of deliverance, like worshiping together, or even as a family. I was really thrilled and with the, my family last night for that boy who was kidnapped in America. And he made a great good news and shocking news and good news both around the world. He was kidnapped for how many days? How many weeks?
Three weeks. 3 hours.
3 hours. 3 hours. Of course, what a cause of horrific shock to the family and to those in their church where he belongs. And of course, to those who love children, who love the beautiful children created by God to be set free out of that darkest hour. And he just sang a song of praise. What's the title? Every Praise. Every Praise. He just sang that praise, which they sang together as a church. And now, as a part of the body of Christ outside that fellowship, he is now kidnapped. I don't know. He doesn't know what that kidnapping, 3 hours, horrific moment of his life will entail. And he just praised God. And out of the grace of God and his mercy, that kidnapper just release him, because he cannot endure the voice of that young boy singing praises to God. And you see, that is a song of deliverance. And what a wonderful way to show to the world that we have that privilege to God. Another privilege is Christ is the cornerstone of the church, built on the foundation of biblical truth, which is the divine revelation given through the apostle and the prophets. Rejoice in the privilege of being united with Christ and learning from his word. And enjoying this privilege is not just saying it, enjoy it, but how can we apply how we enjoy this privilege? But in our prayer, let's thank God for selecting each one of us as one of his spiritual stone. Because we, as a members of the body of Christ, we are like a stone that is built upon the rock. And he is the foundation of our faith. Seek his wisdom and grace in living its day to his glory. And let's continue to express this privilege every day of our lives by remembering that Jesus is not only the source of eternal life and the foundation upon which the church is built, that Jesus Christ is our life, and we are an integral part of what he's accomplishing in our lives and his plan and purpose day by day, and that he's the source of every spiritual privilege. So let's thank God for that in our prayer, that we have such a great role in his plan and purpose to accomplish, and that is to tell to the world that he's the only Savior of the world. And to our neighbor, those who are not yet saved, may we ask him to give us the strength and the power of the Holy Spirit to deliver that message. Even for a single soul, we don't have to share to thousands, but even to a single soul, all the angels in heaven rejoice over one soul that is being saved. And let us rejoice today that God will use us in sharing that good news to others, to our family who are not yet saved, to our neighbors who are not yet saved. And thank God for his children. He will also use these children to sing a song of praises. We have done some carol services to sing for all the old people. I wish that more people like those in America, they go out and sing this song of praise. And people are just filled with bewilderment. How these people can be so happy? What's their source of happiness? Are they crazy? We are crazy for Christ. That's how the world look at us. But we preach Christ and Him crucified. That's the good news. May God bless us for this new year. Amen. Amen. We will sing our last hymn on 427.